The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's 2015 report on gray wolf populations found 1,904 wolves living in the northwest region of the lower 48 that covers Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Washington, and Oregon. And in August 2015, Northern California wildlife managers found their remote camera traps had bagged quite a surprise: images of a wolf pack, the first in the state in nearly a century. The two adult wolves and five pups, called the Shasta Pack, arrived in the state from perhaps as far as 300 miles away in northeastern Oregon, where DNA evidence shows the pack's adult female was born. It's a testament to the decades of conservation that came before. Conservationists are working to conserve paths that can connect large undeveloped landscapes, because wolves move over such large areas. And the presence of wolves is a validation of that work. Of course, many people do not welcome the wolves, fearing predation on livestock and other animals. However, wolves can also improve the ecological health of the land to which they return. Wolves on the hunt can prevent deer and elk from over-browsing trees and keep mid-level predators like raccoons and coyotes in check.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.